You know that dictionary game in which someone chooses an unusual word and everyone makes up a definition for it? Well, I've got a word for you. Strabismus.
I think it's a kind of cloud. It sounds like a mix of stratus, cumulus, and cirrus.
Thoughtful answer. If we were really playing, I bet you'd fool some people with that definition, but that would be the only way you'd get points for it. Strabismus has nothing to do with clouds. It's a condition in which a person's eyes don't point together on the same object at the same time. While one turns toward an object ahead, the other may look in or out or up or down.
Is this what people call crossed eyes?
Yes, people do call strabismus by that name, but it isn't always a fitting description. Crossed eyes occur in just one type of strabismus. Not everyone's eyes do this. The defining factor in strabismus is that the eyes don't work together. It can cause eye strain and headaches, as well as various vision difficulties, such as with peripheral vision and depth perception.
So what causes strabismus?
Some people are born with it. Sometimes it's a result of a problem with a part of the nervous system that controls the muscles of the eyes. In many cases, no cause is identifiable. If a person develops strabismus as an adult, it may be associated with a more serious condition, such as stroke.
If you're born with strabismus, can you do anything about it?
Treatments include physical therapy, vision therapy, and sometimes surgery to strengthen or weaken the eye muscles.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from David Goss in optometry. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.